We're up to Pei Beis Amud Aleph, about 7 lines from the top. Okay, so the Gemara says like this: Reish Lakish Maishno Reisha or Maishno Sefer. The Reish and the Sefer, to get our memory back over here, the case is like this. Chaticha bin a chaticha. The Tanya, back on Pei Aleph Amud Beis. Chaticha Shalchatas Tmeya. Shinsarva b'meya chaticha shel chatos tahoros, a piece of chatos tmeya, slice. They got mixed up with 100 other slices of chatos tahora. So if it's bottle, a kohen can eat it. V'chein prusa shel lechem aponim, tmeya. Shinsarva b'meya prusa shel lechem aponim tahoros tale. So then it's bottle, because if it's not bottle, it has to be destroyed, because then we consider it all tamei. And nobody can eat it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Sale. Even in that case, Lo Sale. And Rashi says the reason is, and where it says, because min b'mino is not bottle. Aval chaticha shel chatos tahora, shenisar v'bemeah chaticha shel chulin tahoros. But a slice of chatos tahora, which is mixed up with 100 chatichas of chulin. So now, even if you don't say bittul, a kohen could eat it. Just the Yisrael can't eat it. And if the Israel owns it, he could sell it to a Kohen for a slight loss, because the Kohen's not going to pay him full value, because he knows that only Kohanim can eat it. V'chein prusa sholechem aponim tahora, shenisar v'bemea prusa sholchulin tahoros, divrei akol lo sale. Okay. So, the Gemara says that according to So here we see it's a Dover Choshev, right? Reish Lakish held that anything that could be sold by unit is not bottle. And here Lamaisa, slices are sometimes sold by unit, and it is bottle. Gemara says Benimucha. It's talking where it dissolved. So it's not Choshev. And that's why it's bottle. Gemara says it's dissolved, and why is the reason of Yehuda says it's not bottle? It says because Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'mino lo bottle. Okay, so now the Gemara says like this: according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not talking where it was dissolved, but it was talking where it's mamash a slice, and therefore it's a dover choshuv. So Rabbi Yochanan can say like this: even though I hold that normally something that's sometimes counted is not considered a dover choshuv, that can't be bottle, that's when you really need the bittle. But if the bittle is not that necessary, and it's only going to cause a small loss if you're not somach on the bittle, like the case where everything's tahar, so you can sell it to a kohen, you'll take a little loss, but not a big loss. Then Rav Yochanan says, I agree that even something that sometimes is sold by unit, you shouldn't rely on bittle. Where it's going to be a total loss, I say that even something that sometimes counted as sold by unit is bottle. But where it's only a small loss, there I agree also that something that's sometimes sold by unit shouldn't be bottled. That's how Rav Yochanan would learn the difference between the Reish and the Sefer. But according to Reish Lakish, well, the Reish Lakish Maishno Reish or Maishno Sefer, but according to Reish Lakish, it has nothing to do with Dover Choshev. It's talking where it was dissolved, so it's not a Dover Choshev at all. Then what difference does it make if it's a big loss or a small loss? If it's bottled, it's bottled. If it's not bottled, it's not bottled. Right? What's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? Why, by the Sefer, where it's a big loss, we say it is bottle, where the Sefer, where it's a small loss, we say it's not bottle, and the Reish, where it's a big loss, we say it's bottle. Right? According to Rabbi Yochanan, we have a Svara. It's something that there's a Svara to say it shouldn't be bottle, and therefore, in a little loss, we say it's not bottle. In a big loss, it's still bottle. But according to Reish Lakish, either way, it's not choshev at all. So there's no svara to mechalek between where it's a big loss or a small loss. Either it's bottle or it's not bottle. That's the Gemara's kasha.
Gimel could also be chakmit, turned into chakmit.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's not a slice. It's not a slice anymore. Not a slice. So look at Rashi. That's what Rashi says. What I just told you. Reish Lakish Maishno Reishu Maishu Sefer. Bishlam Lur Biyochan Demoki La Bishlema. It's a whole piece. Sefer, even the hefsid muad, who's a sefer, was only a hefsid muad, you could sell the whole thing to a kohen. Lo mevatlin chaticha shleim, hoil the dark olimonos. Even Rabbi Yochanan says, since sometimes it's sold by unit, right, it does have some chashivas, so where it's not a big loss, don't be somech on the bittle. The afogadu Rabbi Yochanan eagle did through bottle the chulit. Even though according to Rabbi Yochanan, an eagle of truma is bottled, and there it's only a small loss, you could sell it to a kohen. The kamahader l'reish lakish v'halo ani shone mechlal de moda be eagle de bottle. Mishum hefsid muav the chaticha moda di avin and kula l'kohen. Hoel v'hi gufa d'oraisa l'chashin l'hefsid muav. So Rabbi Yochanan would have to differentiate between an issa d'oraisa and issa d'rabbana. Where it's like over here a chatos or a lechem upon him, which is an issa d'oraisa to eat, there we say if it's a dover chashim partially and there's only hefsid muet, there Rabbi Yochanan says not bottle, but by what's it called, by eagle be gulim, which is only truma to rabbanon to tainim. So there Rabbi Yochanan holds, since it's only a truma de Rabbanan, even though it's hefsid muad, it's bottle. Ela l'reish lakish the omer midid yoraisa lo bottle. The reish lakish who holds that something that's min haTorah is not bottle, even if it's only sometimes sold by unit. V'chacham mishum de minuach de nimuach lo chashin su iser dilal batla. Seifa malosalo lesli surabena. According to Rish Lakish, that is talking where it's nimuach, so there's no svara to say that if it's a hefsid muad, it's not bottle, and a hefsid rubat is, if it's bottle, it's bottle. There's no svara to say, well, a little choshev it is, and therefore the hefsid muad, it's not choshev at all. It's nimuach. So why is it not bottle, even the hefsid muad? That's the question. Samara says, Omrab Shesha Bered Ravidi, Resha Betumas Mashkin Rabbanon, Seifa Dioraisa. Right? The Resha is talking where the thing only became Tomei the Rabbanon, Tumas Mashkin. Right? That the Mashkin are become a Rishon, and it makes something else a Sheni, and it's Metamei a Kli, and it's only Tomei with the Rabbanon, and therefore it's only Nisra the Rabbanon to eat it, because it's only Tomei with the Rabbanon. Therefore, what's it called? It's bottle. But safe is where it's Tumah D'oraisa, there Rish Lakish holds that by Tumah D'oraisa it's not bottle, and it's not talking anymore where it's Nimuah. It's talking where it's a regular slice, but Rish Lakish holds by a Tumah D'Rabbanon a regular slice is bottle, but by Tumah D'oraisa it's not. Mara says, Aval Tumah Sheretz Mai Lo Sale, if we'll be talking about Tumah D'oraisa, the Resha, it wouldn't be bottle. Adatoni seifa aval chaticha shel chatas tahora shenisar v'bemei chaticha shel chulin tahoros. Why is the seifa say a case where it's not bottle when you have chatas tahora that's nisar v'bemei chaticha shel chulin tahoros? Because the hefsid muad lo sal and niflo v'lishna bido. Say a better case, right? Say the same case as the reisha, except where it's tumah d'oraisa. V'med dvarim amurim v'tumas mashkin aval v'tumas sheretz lo. Where it says tahora, but tahora, so obviously we have the same answer before, that usually something that's tahor, the tahor is more bottle. So when it says the safe for the case, then they're both tahor, and still it's not bottle, that's a chiddush. So that's what it wanted to tell me. It's more of a chiddush than telling me the case where it's a tumah d'oraisa. Rashi. Omer of Shesha Barid Ravidi, La'olam b'ni mucha. Talking where it's what's it called, dissolved. The reisha betumas mashkin the rabbanon. It's talking where it's only tumah the rabbanon. Kenok shenitmis chaticha de mashkin tmeim shenagu bekli. It's talking where the tumah is only the rabbanon. What happened? Mashkin tmeim touched the kli. The kli is only tameim with the rabbanon because usually kli kalim are not makabel tumah min haTorah from ochlim or mashkin. The midoraisa ain mashkin matamei kli. The afagav the ikal emigzor mishum tumah d'oraisa moder reish lakish the bottle hol the ain darko limono, since it's not normally counted right at all, it's nimuach, so therefore it's what's it called, it's a bottle. The sefer kodshim lezoris d'oraisa, but the sefer is talking where it's a kodshim that a zor should eat, that's an isa d'oraisa umida d'oraisa min b'mino lahaitan a snira lego bottle. Vafilu she'in darko limnos. And this Tana holds that even when it's not darko limnos, right, it's what's it called, not mortal, because min b'mino, by a doraisa. So it says, litlog lishmi b'dido, b'tumma b'tahara, kina nokat milsei v'osi. Maishno v'shav ke tana la milsei v'mintrat chula v'kotchim. Why mention the case of chulin and kotchim? They mention a variation of the first case, where it's tamim in the Torah. Tahoras, Tahoras adifalei, the nichalei latana lemistei Tahoras, but Tahoras the shayach mu bitula tvei ki deprishis leel, vafilu haki azil lechumra hoel v'yisadoraisa. No, wanted to tell me the chiddush that even though both are tahor, and when both things are tahor, there's more svara to be mavatu. Like Rashi brought down before, that there's a machlokis beishame and beishilo by tahoros bitneos could be not bottled altogether. Right, but if Tahoros b'Tahoros, everybody holds bottle. So now they tell me, even though they're both Tahar, still not bottle. Okay. Rabba Omar, Rabba says another teretz. What's the difference from Reish Lakish between the Reish and the Sefer? Reish Isur Lav, Sefer Isur Koris. The Reish is only a Lav, because eating Tomei Kodshim. Now, Isser Lav, Tumas Bosser Kotchim Laochla Belav, La Bosser Shiga Bechol Tomei, Lo Suchim. Right, the Reish is talking where the Kotchim was Tomei, but the person was Tar. And therefore, eating Kotchim that are Tomei is only a Lav. But the Seif is talking Isser Kores, Seif for Kotchim Bechol, and also Lide Kores. The Ochelu Betumas Aguf, the Tumas Aguf, the Kores. But the Seif is talking that if you're mavatl the kodshim, somebody, a regular Jew, will eat it, bitumas haguf, he'll be tomeh. And eating kodshim, bitumas haguf, is a isur koris. Bitumas haguf, a koris. Toksiva nefesh ashtoch al basar ula'olam b'shini mukhan. It's talking where it was dissolved, but the difference is whether it's an isur lav or an isur koris. So Morris says, or another way of learning this, it's talking where it's still a slice, and it's what's it called, still what's it called, kol shadarko limnos. It's normally counted, but the eagle, high no time in the rice of a bottle, keeping the truma of a zor, b'misik a koris damya. And the reason by igulin, why according to Shlokish it's not bottle, is because it's an isur misa midei shamayim, which is like Koris. But a Stam Alav, Reish Lakish holds that even Kol Shadar Kol Limnos is bottled just like a Durabonin. A Lav is just like a Durabonin. Where it says, V'ho Rabba hu Omer Kol B'doraisa lo Shno Isur Lav lo Shno Isur Koris, Kasha. Rabba himself said that anything else from B'doraisa, we don't differentiate whether it's a Lav or Koris. Doraisa is Doraisa. Therefore, hey, to make this differentiation in Reish Lakish, Rabba Lishitaso is very difficult. Kasha. Vashi, Rabba hu da'omra perek basra, called the oraisa lo shno isur lav, lo shno isur koris. Im choshu rabbanan lekoris, choshu nomi lalav, v'ovu takanta. Wherever the rabbanan were choshesh, for an isur d'oraisa, it makes no difference if the lav or koris. Okay. Ravashi omar, seifa mishum dahavi le'dover sheish l'matirin. The Sefer is talking that's not bottled because Dover Sheish Matir. What does that mean? A Kohen could eat it. In the Reishon, nobody could eat it. But in the Sefer, it's Dover Sheish Matir. Why should a Jew eat it? A regular Jew eat it. The Bittel, eat it without Bittel. Let the Kohen eat it. You don't have to be Solach on Bittel. That's called Dover Sheish Matir. It's called Dover Sheish Matir, not Tilo Be'elef Lobotel. The Hodder Ravashi, Bedusahi. Ravashi is that this is Narishkeit. Bedusa. It's a fiction. Okay, a fiction, but it's more than a fiction. Some say it's Berusa. Berusa means it's an outside Svara. It's keep out of the Beis Medrash. It's not, this is not something that's right to bring inside the Beis Medrash. It's Berusa. It's outside the realm of Halacha. It's not true. Berusa means not true. It's made up. Made up. Yeah, fiction, I guess. It's made up. It's made up. Why? Laman. Ilakoin Mishrashori. It's not a Dover Sheish Matirin. If it's Lakoin, it's always Mutter. Ili Yisrael Olam Aser. And for the Yisrael, it's always Aser unless you're Samech on Vittel. So for Yisrael, it's not Dover Sheish Matirin. And for the Kohen, it's also not Dover Sheish Matirin. It's Mutter. Elohad Ravashi, Bidusahi. Rav Ashi said is made up, is not true, it's outside the realm of emes. Rashi. Rav Ashi Omer b'nimucha, talking where it's dissolved. The Seifa having Dover Sheshla Matirin, the Mutarin Lekohin. Right, Seifa is talking where it's a Dover Sheshla Matirin, since it's mutter to a coin. So we say the Svara, why be Somechan Bittel and let a regular Jew eat it? Give it to a coin, it's mutter to him anyway. Just like we say, why eat it Be'isr? Wait till tomorrow by Be'ish and all the Beyontim, it'll be mutter tomorrow. Bedusahi, Do'akaimel on Dover Sheshla Matirin, Lobotel, Kagod Mishkari, Lamacher, Laman Dasirele, Hashta. When is Dover Sheshma Tirin? If today it's Osir to everybody. And tomorrow it'll be Mutter to everybody. So instead of eating it the Isir today, eat it the Heter tomorrow. To go and Beish and Old Viyantiv. Mir Shishatil Hashta. But over here, to the person it's Mutter all the time. And to the person it's Osir all the time. So for the person it's Osir, it should be, what's it called? It should be Bottle.